A recent magazine ad for Buick said, "We engineered all the grandma out of it." And NPR's Ina Jaffe covers aging. I noticed this ad seems to be part of a trend in car advertising. Ina, thanks so much for being with us.
Oh, my pleasure, Scott.
And where'd you see the ad?
It was in last month's issue of Bon Appetit magazine. For people who aren't familiar, it's a cooking magazine. Almost three-quarters of the subscribers are women, and I'm one of them. But I wondered about this ad placement because I just bet a lot of Bon Appetit subscribers are grandmothers.
Is it possibly just some advertising copywriter playing off the old "it's not your father's Oldsmobile" line?
Well, they're definitely relaunching the Buick brand, but in this case, it wasn't Dad's car, it was Grandma's. And I think I noticed it because of some other car commercials on TV that are using Grandma's to make their point.
I think of the three older women who were test driving a Volkswagen.
Exactly. They're known as the Golden Sisters, and they really are sisters, two in their 70s and one is over 80. In at least a couple of the Volkswagen spots, they appear to be sexually harassing much younger men. There's one with a blue jean-wearing guy bending over to inspect something on a car in the showroom, and he does not go unnoticed by the sisters.
"You like the color? It's silver fox. Terry, stop it right now. You're both trying to pick him up. You are gorgeous."
"Thank you."
"Do you have junk in your trunk?"
Oh, my. Now, some people would find that funny. Some people would find it offensive.
You know, you're right. There are a bunch of online comments and articles in the trades by people who think these commercials are hilarious, though one column I read thought the ads were so disrespectful it called them elder abuse. But, you know, you also see the same kind of divide when it comes to a campaign for a BMW SUV. They're touting the car's three tiers of seats. Mom and Dad are sitting in front, brother and sister in the second row, and way in the back, with her little face just visible above the seat in front of her, is Grandma.
"Make a left at the drugstore."
"Thanks, Mom. It's all right here on the head-up display."
"My mom used to yell heads up when she spotted a twister coming across the plains. Heads up!"
"Okay, that's loud, Mom."
"Oh, that's how we did it on the plains. We're plains people."
"You're from Queens, Mom."
And I should mention that Grandma's son, the dad, looks so pained during these exchanges.
So is this sexist? Is it ageist? A little of both? Or just demeaning?
Well, one of the people I call when I have those questions is Ashton Applewhite. She writes about aging on a blog called This Chair Rocks. And those BMW spots? Don't get her started.
I mean, what do we put in the way back of our cars? Groceries. Maybe the Golden Retriever. Also, she's annoying. She's sort of generally clueless. And those are cliches that we just accept about older people because it hasn't gone challenged.
And she says the women in the VW commercials are also annoying and clueless, but she gives the ads props for at least acknowledging that the three sisters are sexual beings, which is rare in portrayals of older people.
But do you reach women of a certain age by defaming grandmothers?
Well, the head of the Buick brand, Duncan Aldred, told Automotive News that they're consciously attacking the image of Buick as an old person's brand. But you know, Scott, maybe he's onto something. Everyone knows that boomers don't ever want to get old, right? So maybe even older women don't want a car that says grandma.
And NPR's Ina Jaffe, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure.